We just want to say praise the Lord. God is so wonderful. He's doing wonderful things. Brother Freedom and I were just talking about the things that God's been doing, and we just had a conversation with a pastor that we really love who's been a real blessing, and God's touching that pastor's life. Brother Freedom's here, and we're just going to trust the Lord, and God's going to do whatever the Lord wants done. Father, we just submit to you, and we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for washing us, cleansing us, using us. Touch those wonderful listeners out there. Lord, bless them. Thank you, Lord, for your healing touch upon them, your saving touch, your delivering touch. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just love you so much. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes from you, which there is no unbearableness, neither shadow of turning. And Lord, everything that's good comes from you, and we praise you. And Lord, we know the weather is controlled by you, because you said it in your word. You said you make the rain shine upon the just and the unjust, and the sun to shine upon them. So it means you have control. You are the one that controls the weather. And Father, I say this day that this nation, we're having things that's never happened for many years. And I truly believe, you've always told me, but I believe exactly like you tell me, that things are happening because people need to wake up. People need to be ready. People must be desirous of that great day when there's going to be trouble upon this earth, and we want to be, or we can vacate this place. We want to get out of this place. We want to find a refuge. We want a new spot. We don't want to stay here no longer. And I believe that day is coming very sure and soon. And I pray this day that the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, will rise with gladness, with praise, and thanking God, our Heavenly Father, what He's done for us. What a wonderful Savior that He has given us, His only Son, and how He's been so special in each one of our lives. He has touched us a very, very special way. And He says, needful that I go away. If I go away, the Father will send the Comforter in my name, and He will do a work which He is doing. And Father, we just praise you for your Son and for your gift of your Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you, Father, for what you've done. And Father, we thought it's such a privilege to be able to know you. What a wonderful thing, something we can't even imagine. Just being able to consult the one that makes this world. And Father, I truly believe that. You let us come by faith, believe Him with fear, but you are the Almighty God, but yet with that, that you're so mighty, you still allow us to come into your presence and speak to us in mighty ways. Lord, we praise you for this day. We thank you for your wonderful love. We thank you that you remain the same yesterday and day in prayer, and you change not. And your gifts are without repentance. Lord, you're going to gift to us eternal life. You're going to give us eternal rewards. You're going to give us blessings. Will never fade away. And we can rejoice every day in you. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Bible says that my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my praise and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, and I shall forgive their sins and heal the land. Your word also says, no good thing you withhold from them that walk upright before you. I believe this day, Lord, you want to do a work within our hearts. And Father, you've given us a way of escape in this last hour. It's so special, so significant, so high. It's higher than we can imagine. It's so impacted by your power, by your wisdom, by your control, that we don't have, as your people, we don't have to fear. We do not have to fear in this last hour, because you said you'll go with us. Lo, you'll be with us always. I just pray, Father, that you'll bless your people and anoint your people in this very special way in these last hours. I pray that your people will learn to come and ask you, because they need you. They need to receive what you have for them, which is so beneficial to their life, to the friends they have, to everything that their surroundings will be benefited if when they come and then accept that special gift that you have for them. When you adopt them as your son, your daughter, in your kingdom, And Father, I praise that day that your people will come in with thanksgiving as your child. They're learning to be your child. They're walking because they're seeking you for direction. They're seeking you for guidance. They're seeking you for power. They're seeking you for the anointing. They're seeking you for the word that should come forth. Father, we just pray that you bless us today in a mighty way. Wonderful name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you in Jesus' name, amen. The word of God says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal the land. For I say to my people, my coming is soon. My people need to be ready. I'm coming a day when troubles are about to come into this world, even stronger than they are right now. And I see each of you can see as a change in times from the time that you entered this world to this now. But I say these changes are going to be more rapid, more up to date day by day. Things are going to come to pass real swiftly. And you people need to be ready, says the Spirit of God. My people need to be encouraged. My people must walk in my wisdom, in my counsel, in my direction. For I say, without me, without me, you have problems. And you have problems with me, but I'll go with you through the problem. And I'll give you power to overcome that power. For I wish in these last days for you to, the things that you see that's coming upon you that you can't handle, you're going to believe that with my help, my anointing, those things that are going to offend you will be dissolved in front of you. You'll see my mighty power work in a great way. It's not going to work for those, the unbelieving, the non-faithful, but for those that truly love me, those that truly want to do my will, I'm going to work in a mighty way. I've given them mighty peace. I'm going to give them joy unspeakable, full of glory. And I see even the days grow weary of troublesome times, yet my people will be walking in peace, be walking in my power and my anointing. They will not be fearful because they know that their Father in heaven has an eye over them and he will keep them. I'm able to keep my people, said the Spirit of God. I kept Israel. I'll keep thee this last hour also. Remember, I love thee. And thou must remember to seek me. Thou must be ready to call upon me. And I say, if my people will abstain from all appearance of evil, I will help them. I say, what separates my people from me is the sin. I say, when you live in sin, it automatically loses my strength for you. You lose that power when you remain in sin. You must try to abstain from all appearance of evil. You must want to please me, said the Spirit of God. You must want to follow my guidance. Obedience is better than sacrifice. When I tell you something, it's more needful for you to be obedient than to later have to sacrifice. Sacrifice, all it does is you're making amends for where you failed. But that is still doesn't help the problem. The problem's still there. I wanted you to be obedient would bring strength. It bring healing. It bring my will. But when the time you're in sacrifice, these things cannot come to pass because you're living in unbelief. You're living below what I wish for to live in. For I say, my people, I wish to have thee to be strong in my power, in my anointing. This last day that nothing shakes you, nothing alarms you, because your eye is not on the problem no longer. It's on the Lord your God. And you know everything that comes your way, if there is a problem, that I am going to take care of it for you. Believe that it's going to happen. Believe that I am able to give you added strength. I'm able to give you peace. I'm able to give you joy. And I'm able to give you insight. I'm able to tell you what's going to happen before it happens. It's no big thing for me, the Lord thy God, to speak to thy heart. in such a way that you can respond like this man that I'm using here speaking to you. He has learned that. You can learn it too also, says the Spirit of God. I can speak to your heart. Be ready when I speak to you to listen. If thou doesn't fail me, keep trying until you hear right. Try. I say the more that you get rid of sin, the more that you get rid of the resistance of this world, you'll hear better. When you can't hear is when you've got too many other things in your heart. When your eye is upon the world, your heart's out there wanting the things of the world. Then it's hard, very hard for you to hear, my children. I say it's hard. You must separate yourself from the cares of this world, from the sins of this world. And if you do that, I, the Lord thy God, can speak thy heart in a very powerful way. And I'll give you strength in the last hour. You must remember that. You need to give off the power of sin. Because I, even though I love you, I cannot reach you when you're in sin. Holiness must be as a normal thing in your life. That you desire holiness. You desire to work in my power. That you desire to be pleasing to the Lord your God that loves you. And with it, I'll teach you. I'll guide you. I'll direct you. And I'll move mighty in your life. For I'm here to help you this day. My servant this day is having troubles, but I'm still using him because he is what I have. And I'll use you the same way. You'll be what I have, and I will use you. Use you, my people, throughout the world. You hear that this day? I will use you in your insufficiency of yourself. When you have no might within yourself, then I will anoint you mightily. I say when you're in the own flesh, you cannot please me. But when you surrender to the Lord your God, to your weakness, meekness, and weakness, I will make you strong. And I'll make you that thou be whiter than snow. Thou will have perfect peace. Thou have perfect joy. Thou walk in my glory. You'll walk as my witness that I will use in this last days. And I say, remember my coming soon. My people, remember I'm coming soon. Do you not see the signs, the times? They're truly here. I'm coming. Be ready. Look to me. Look to no other. And I, the Lord thy God, shall guide thee and direct thee as no other can. And I will be with thee. I'll be upon thee. And I'll be in thee. Remember, I'm here, says the Spirit of God.